Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that pretty much every single one of us wrestles with. Fear. Yeah, I said it, the big, scary F word. Ever felt like you were standing at the edge of a cliff, ready to take that leap of faith, but your gut is screaming no? You know that feeling? It's real, it's common, and guess what? It doesn't have to hold you back. Today's all about turning fear into fuel, folks. We're going to unpack some practical strategies, pull inspiration from the Stoics who were masters at handling their anxieties, and I'm even throwing in a relatable real-life story that might just make you laugh a little and hopefully feel a lot less alone. Here are 5 key takeaways we're going to explore. First off, fear is a liar. It often makes things seem way bigger and scarier than they actually are. Your mind can play some serious tricks on you, making a simple presentation feel like facing down a dragon. Remember, fear thrives on the unknown. So, the more you can face your fears head-on, the less power they have over you. Like the time you finally decided to try public speaking, you did it. The world didn't end, right? And chances are, you felt a sense of accomplishment afterwards that was way better than letting fear keep you stuck. Second, identify your fears. This might sound obvious, but sometimes we don't even realize what's really holding us back. Take some time to journal about those nagging anxieties. What situations trigger fear? Is it public speaking? Starting a new project? Asking someone out on a date? Getting clear on the root cause can help you develop specific strategies to tackle them. Third, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in spite of it. Even if your heart is racing and your palms are sweating, taking those small steps towards what scares you builds resilience and confidence over time. Think about a Stoic hero like Marcus Aurelius. He faced countless challenges with bravery and wisdom, knowing that true courage wasn't about not feeling fear, but acting despite it. Fourth, find your tribe. Connecting with people who support and encourage you can make a world of difference. Share your fears with trusted friends or family members. They might surprise you with their understanding and helpful advice. And don't underestimate the power of online communities where you can connect with others who are going through similar struggles. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and setbacks are a normal part of the journey. Celebrate your small victories, learn from your challenges, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Now, let me tell you about a time when I faced my own fear head-on. A few years ago, I had this amazing opportunity to perform stand-up comedy at a big open mic night. My palms were sweating like crazy, my stomach was doing flip-flops, and every negative thought imaginable was swirling around in my head. You're going to bomb. What if everyone laughs at you? Just get off the stage. But then I remembered what we've been talking about today. Fear's a liar, courage is action, and self-compassion is key. I took a deep breath, reminded myself why I wanted to do this in the first place, sharing laughter with people, and stepped onto the stage. The first few jokes didn't land as well as I hoped, but I kept going. By the end of my set, the crowd was laughing along, and I felt an incredible sense of accomplishment. That night, I learned a valuable lesson. Facing your fears can lead to some amazing experiences. So how are you going to use this wisdom today? Maybe it's taking that first step towards something new, speaking up for yourself, or simply being kind to someone who needs it. Remember, every small act of courage builds resilience and empowers us to live a more fulfilling life. Go out there and rock it. I can't wait to hear about your wins. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay courageous, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.